Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Miss J in the morning. Today is a quick double shot, better than the espresso in your cup. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. I'm so excited for yet another opportunity to spend some time with you. Today's show is a quick show, so you got to make sure to tell everybody to call in right now. Now, 714-816-4743. Get in where you fit in. Today's show, of course, we still will feature some great inspirational music, the Miss J area code check-in, getting right into the emails and talking directly to you about the issues we're having in life, and, a little bit of love mixed in with some Miss J craziness, but y'all know how I do it in the morning. Good morning to everybody who's tuned in around the world. I am so excited. We are growing so fast and so strong. All praises to God and all thanks to you. Thank you so much for your support. Those of you who are calling internationally, you're listening on the internet, you're continuing to send me emails, direct messages, all that great stuff. I get overwhelmed. I do. I get all sensitive and gooey and bubbly inside because it just feels good. It feels good knowing that I'm doing the right thing. It has nothing to do about all me because it's helping me as well. But it is satisfying to know that, yes, I actually got it right. So that's what we're going to talk about today, the truth about your life. The truth about your life, things that you need validated, things that you need to focus on, things that truly matter in life. Now, we have priorities. We have things that we are concerned about. We have things that we need answers for. But what truly matters in life? What things can you let go of? What things can you get over? What things you really don't need to be focusing on? There are some things in certain people's lives that you're holding on to, holding value to, that you can truly just let go. There are some things that have been validated in your life that are phenomenal, and we ignore them because we're focused on something else. For those of us who didn't grow up in a religious background or have any religion in our culture, or our cultures are different, so we practice different religions, one thing I've said before, regardless of your background, or your beliefs, the one thing that we can all agree on is that we're here in this earth for a purpose. We're here for a reason. And to take it further is that the reason is bigger than just ourselves. So with that being said, there's some aim, there's some goal, there's something that we have to get out of life. There's a reason that we're here. You're here for a purpose. You didn't choose to be born, so there's something that you're going after, something that you need to accomplish, and the journey is to figure out what it is. Once it's accomplished, most of the time we can agree that you're done. So if you're still here, there's still something that you have to do, still something that you have to establish, still something that you have to be celebrated for. You're here. You have a divine purpose right here in earth. And that's what we need to focus on. That's what we're going to focus on today, waiting for the proper validations in life. Ladies, y'all know we get it bad. We want a man to tell us we're beautiful, we're smart, we're gorgeous, we're all this, but does that truly matter in life? Does that really validate who we are or what we have? So, to those of you who are sending me emails and those of you who are wondering, how do I get Miss J an email? I want you to continue to send me emails. And then those of you who never have, go ahead and jump in. If you need some advice, you're looking for some questions answered, go ahead and email me info@MizJProductions.com. Again, info@MizJProductions.com. Excuse me, you guys. You know, Miss J over here fighting. I got to take a water break. That's how we do it. It's live worldwide on Miss J in the Morning. But I want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to get their questions in so I can get a chance to answer all the questions that I have in such a little bit of time. So today we're talking about validation and what truly matters in your life. So everybody loving your car, fellas, everybody thinking your girl is fly, does that really validate your life? Is that truly the stamp of approval you're looking for? Why do so many people reach out for so many things in life? You work, you pay your bill, and then you go buy. You work, you pay bills, and then you pay for. You work, then you pay bills, and then you spend. The society has changed so much that investments, stocks, bonds, CDs, and not the ones you play music on, Roth IRAs, those type of phrases, terms, are foreign to our current culture and society, especially in America. I'm an American. I can only speak for America. So those of you listening internationally, go ahead and hit me up, check in, and let me know if I'm saying the truth about your country as well. But those type of things have become foreign in America. We don't understand saving. We don't understand college funds until it's too late, and I'm speaking about the majority of us. There are exceptions to every rule. But a lot of us look for a job that pays good money not because we need to make a bigger investment or save more money, because we need to spend more money. Most of us are looking to live in luxury apartments and luxury homes, so we have to spend $1,500 on rent or on a mortgage. So because we need to spend that much to accommodate ourselves in this luxury apartment, in this luxury home, we need a job that pays big money. So then we fight. We fight and we compete for these high-end jobs that pays all these great things, and we're really not focused on the benefits. We say we need the benefits, but those of us who have the benefits, you really don't even go to the doctor, ain't been to the dentist in 2 years. Your focus is on the money. If you pay attention to social media, what happens when somebody gets a new gift, a new car, a new house, new clothes, new shoes, new haircut, new jewelry? You're going out to dinner. You're taking pictures of the dinner on Instagram, taking pictures of the car. You want everybody to like it. You want everybody to like the picture. Those are the things that you're posting now. Can somebody tell me when the last time we celebrated somebody posting, "I opened my child's college fund today. I made another deposit in my savings account. I got a savings with interest, and the amount went up this month. Just check my quarterly income statement or my financial portfolio, and I'm actually making money while I'm sleeping." Those type of conversations do not happen as often as they need to. They rarely happen. They scarcely happen. Our focus is so off in life that we can't help but honestly, truly know why our lives are the way that they are. You have to get back on focus to what your purpose is. All those things are just benefits. It's motivation to keep going. You have to reward yourself sometimes. Please don't get me wrong. Reward yourself when you can afford it. But if you're living in a luxury apartment, you have a great car, you're looking good, you go out and have a good time on the weekends every now and again, you're being responsible and paying your bills, but you have no savings, your children have no college funds, you have no investments and no financial security, you are off the mark. I will say it again, you are off the mark. No matter where you are in the world, nothing is for certain. Especially with the recent issues with the economy, certain policies that are being changed in the government, certain laws, natural disasters that are going on. All of that stuff can be taken away from you in a blink of an eye. And what are you left with? Waiting for FEMA and Red Cross to bring you and your children some clothes? Waiting for FEMA or Red Cross or somebody to bail you out? Living in a shelter because you can't afford to snap right back and go buy a property in another area. For those of us who have been stuck in this routine, this seems crazy. This seems like Ms. J is just going above and beyond just crazy. I can't even get there. No, the truth is you've lived your life in such a way for so long that now that you're being poked and pushed and prodded for the truth, you feel a little bit uncomfortable. You're like, oh, that is right. And when we feel that way, we make a quick and acute excuse. That's just not for me. Oh, that's easier said than done. Well, it'll happen eventually. Or I'm going to get that once this happens. Or after that happens, then I can go ahead and do that. And let's face it, like we talked about on the previous show, you're not being honest with yourself. The first key to success is being honest. And honestly say, you know what, although my mother and father did the best, and I believe they were the best parents, there were certain things that they missed with teaching me and educating me on. And most of the time, it's because they didn't know. And most of the time, in those areas, it's finances. Finances and relationships. Finances and relationships are the number one and two reasons for divorce in America. Sometimes they flip-flop. Sometimes finances is one and relationships and or sex is the second, or sometimes it's the first or the second. But do your research. Double-check me. We'll talk about it when the forum is open. So it doesn't surprise me that these trends are happening in America. These trends are happening in our society. We talk about celebrities and talk about all these things that are going on. We stay current on all these events. We laugh when we talk about all these TV shows. Scandal becomes the best thing in the world. Don't get me wrong, Ms. J loves Scandal, and I cannot wait until we can continue season 3. Yet if we're caught up in all these things and we aren't secure, what is it all for? Everyone says, well, you know, the devil is busy. The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. It's not that hard for him to do it. He doesn't have to trick you into taking the $25 you have in your purse and going to McDonald's because, ladies, just be real, especially as parents, we just don't feel like cooking. That's a great excuse. I just don't feel like cooking. But even if you don't feel like cooking, why not do a natural raw meal where you don't have to cook, but you're still eating at home? Or crash at a family member's house, excuse me, and eat somewhere else. Save the $25. If you thought about just putting back $25 a week, which we all can afford, no matter if you're on welfare or not, we all say, I can't afford that. You think about every time you stopped and bought a bag of chips. Every soda you bought real quick, or I'm just going to get a snack real quick, or I'm just going to get that. It will equal about $25 a week. You went to lunch. You went here. You got this real quick. Well, I wanted to pay for this because I needed that. We have $25. We're just not managing the money properly. You take $25 a week, which will equal $100 a month, which will equal $1,200 in a year. Right now, if you had an extra $1,200, what would you do? I know a lot of us could do something great, but we don't think about that. When we think about saving, we think about better financial management. The first thing we think about is a burden, and that means we're upside down. And truly, that's exactly what our position is when it comes to finances, upside down, where everything is falling out of our pockets. You may not have the best in things, but wouldn't it be great to own something? Or if you're going to pay a monthly bill, wouldn't it be great that once you pay it, you actually get a benefit except just keeping what you have? A benefit like equity, helping your credit. A lot of us don't even consider our credit anymore as long as we have cash. That's been the way of the American culture. As long as I have the cash, I'll go ahead and pay it, but we don't think about it. I have a nice house and I'm renting, but it's fine because my house looks great and we don't own it. We don't think about ownership. We don't think about leverage. We don't think about security. And the things that we're looking to get validated in aren't doing anything for our lives. Of course you're beautiful. You were born beautiful. Yes, you look good in those clothes. About 15 million other people who went to the same store and bought the same outfit looks the same way. So why are we seeking for validation in these type of things? Why are we having issues in relationships and arguing about what went on Facebook? Versus getting ourselves to sit down and establish what we need in our lives. For the most part, most of the parents need to listen to this, but even you single people, preparing for becoming a parent. Don't wait until you find out you're pregnant. Now you're scrambling, and women are working all the way up to their due date because they can't afford to take the time off. Now, if you make that choice, that's okay. But for the most part, it's because we did not plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I'll say that again. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I know it's a lot on you guys today, but I got to make sure that I get it to you. That's why we have the Ms. J double shot. It has to be strong. It has to hit you. It has to be quick in order for you to get it, because we can have a great time all day long. I can stay and entertain you as long as I want, but if you're not getting the nourishment that you need for your mind, the nourishment you need for your body, the nourishment you need for your soul and your spirit, you're just going in a hamster wheel around and around and around. And Ms. J don't have time to waste. We got to make the choice today. It's great to OD on positivity, looking at the best in every situation, always focusing on the best in life. But once you have that tool, once you apply that tool, you have to take it another further. You have to go a little bit further and say, now that I'm making a choice to be positive in every way, there's a little bit of something else I need to do. I haven't got it quite right in this area. I need to focus on this more so than I'm focusing on that. My weight is important and my health is important. But the money that I'm investing in going to the gym, the money that I'm investing in Trader Joe's, the money that I'm investing in Whole Foods, why don't I buy stock in these companies? Have you ever thought about most of the stuff that we buy, we're basically investing in it? So if you love Colgate better than you love Crest, or vice versa, if you love Listerine better than you like Scope, if you always go to a certain store or grocery shop, most of these companies are publicly traded on the stock market. So if you buy a few shares that you can afford, you buy a few shares, you're actually paying yourself when you go and buy your toothpaste. You're doing it anyway. You're getting rid of your what's called disposable income. Income is just flying out. Yeah, you got the toothpaste and you pay for what you got, but after it's gone, you got to go buy some more. So wouldn't it be great that after you bought those, I don't know, most people buy about a tube of toothpaste a month. So let's say about 12 tubes of toothpaste a month, you got 12 shares at $100. That's $1,200 you just paid yourself. It's another opportunity to give yourself leverage, something to leave a legacy. When God deals with us, he's not thinking about the here and now. He's thinking about 4 and 5 generations out, and we need to do that as well. That's exactly what the Bible says when we talk about the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ doesn't always mean that you're walking around quoting scripture and being spiritual and encouraging somebody and telling somebody that you're blessed. It means being strategic with your life. Understanding what's important in your life, dealing with people that can push you forward. The disciples that followed Jesus were businessmen, tax collectors, fishermen, carpenters, all these great things, educators, wise men. He went to the temples and he taught. Even Jesus understood the importance of making sure that he surrounds himself and he focuses himself on his purpose. Your purpose is not just your job to pay bills. Christ came that we may have life, and that more abundantly. Not an abundance of spending. Not an abundance of showing off the finances that we have, and once we spend it, it's gone. You got a great meal, and now the money's gone. Wouldn't it be great that you wouldn't feel guilty about eating at McDonald's because you own stock in McDonald's? You can go out to eat all you want then. Whether it's about health or not, you're actually paying yourself by spending your money. And y'all know I just gave y'all some multi-million-dollar ideas on your finances. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a choice today. No matter what anyone says about us, no matter what anyone does to us, we make a choice today to be positive in every way. So let's get into some music. Here's Kirk Franklin. This is my war cry, y'all. Today, right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I've run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. thinking, how much more of this can I take? In a minute, I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. But the harvest, if you only wait, don't walk out now. I need you to stay today.
Though you never felt wind blow like this before.
I feel my last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay today. See, today I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name cause I'm not afraid today.
Today, right here on Miss J in the Morning, we getting into it, getting deep, getting it done quick. Miss J, double shot today, quicker and better than the espresso in your cup. Loving it so much, everybody getting ready for the weekend. Shout out to all my ladies who are tuned in. I'm so excited. This weekend is our second and final NorCal round of Pumps for Life Empowerment Sessions. The classes actually start this weekend, and our graduation sisterhood ceremony will be Sunday, June 2nd. Congratulations to the class of Spring 13. I'm excited to see you ladies this weekend. I'm excited to have an awesome time. Those of you who were around the world listening and don't know what Pumps is, Pumps is a new intercultural women's society that was founded by God, and I'm just running it. That's all it is, along with the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. And we have actually launched our initial chapter in Northern California. We have chapters coming up in the Bay Area, California, in Los Angeles, California, Little Rock, Arkansas, also in Atlanta, Georgia. We're doing it around the world. Also, chapters starting in the UK. So no matter where you are, ladies, you will be a part of Pumps. Make sure, if you want information, to log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. Find out all the information you need to know. Updates are there frequently, so find out when your induction times and days are, when your classes are, so you can get your training and become a part of such a great women's society that is blowing up around the world. When you get in line with what God has for you to do, you get amazing favor, amazing blessings, abundance of just crazy stuff and benefits that just feels great and wants you to do more of what God has for you. So let's take a quick moment to do the Ms. J area code check-in. Before we get up out of here, y'all, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's called in. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and do it right now. Let me clear my throat. Hey, here we go, 501-916-210-770-441-860-782-684-862-483-864-862-487-860. Here we go, here we go, here we go. 313, did I get you too? All right, I didn't miss none of you. Thank you so much for everybody who has tuned in, who's logged in today. I'm so grateful for you all. I'm so grateful for all of your continued support. And I want to make sure to get this to you before we get out of here. Your life means more than you're going after. So push yourself. Make sure you do something today. It's never too late. The only time it's too late is when you're 6 feet underground. So while you still have a few hours left in today, make sure you make a choice to do something great, do something positive, and make a change for the better in your life. If your focus is the health, make sure you get the health and the wealth. If your focus is the education, make sure you also get the inspiration. Make sure you're focusing on what truly matters. Seek validation in those things that are going to push you to be a better you. Think about your legacy, not just your children, but their children, and then their children, and their children, 4, 5, 6, 10 generations out. Make sure you focus on those long-term goals. Change your perspective. Everything that you're focused on isn't necessarily bad. It just means you still have a little bit more work to do, and you'll be just fine. Celebrate life. While you're doing it, have a great time. Don't stress about everything all the time. You will be challenged. You will face some things that might hurt you, disappoint you, anger you, make you feel a certain kind of way. But what you can do is, during those times, lift your hands up and just have a party and say, you know what, it's all good. Your life's just fine. Don't focus on the drama in life. People will hurt you and disappoint you, and it's okay. It's time for me to go, y'all. I told you. The quick double shot, better than the espresso in your cup. But I'm going to leave you with this song. My girl Mary J. Blige, Just Fine. Let's get out of here with a dance. I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you each and every morning. You're just fine. I love you. And I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah!
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me wanna
let it go. Can't let this thing hold up.
Ain't story about if you feel it.
Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right.